Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how many members does Democrats Abroad have in Israel? In 2016, the U.S. State Department estimated that there are 9 million American citizens living abroad. Democrats Abroad is the official Democratic Party arm for these Americans, with 42 country committees throughout Europe, the Americas, the Middle East, Africa, and Asia, and members in more than 190 countries. One of their priorities is to register overseas voters and encourage them to vote. Their online voter registration tool, voteframabroad.org, is designed to help Americans of any political persuasion register to vote with information about the different requirements for each state. There are close to 30 countries represented in the Europe, Middle East, and Africa region, which recently held a three-day meeting in Madrid with about 100 members in attendance. We spoke with Heather Stone, chair of Democrats Abroad Israel, about the organization and its activities in that country. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Heather. You are the chair of Democrats Abroad in Israel. Could you tell us first how long you've been in Israel and what made you go there and what you do there?
Sure. Thanks very much for having me. I have been in Israel for 27 years. I originally went to Israel to do some studying at the Technion, which is the Israel Institute of Technology, and originally had no plans to stay, but ultimately ended up getting sucked into studying, working, getting promoted, and life getting in the way. And the next thing I knew, I was promoted and became a partner in a law firm and got married and had kids and a mortgage, and, you know, life gets in the way.
So you're a lawyer.
I am a lawyer.
Something that I think is interesting is that as chair of Democrats Abroad, it shows that you still have very close ties to the United States. And a lot of Americans I know who have gone to Israel, who've made Aliyah, well, not just Americans, but people from other countries who've made Aliyah to Israel, cut off their ties from their original country and become, let's say, Israelis primarily. What has made you continue to have this close tie with the United States?
Well, I don't know if that's exactly true. I think most of the Americans that I know, we very much stay American. We tend to know each other, and there's a very prominent American expat community in Israel. The process of becoming Israeli takes a while. You don't become Israeli overnight, and you come with your values, and you don't leave them behind. And I think it's one of the reasons that as someone who chooses to come to a country as opposed to being a refugee and having to come to a country, you tend to stay in touch. And America makes it all that much more required because we're required to report our taxes. And of course, now in today's day and age with the news being at our fingertips on the internet and social media, we're always aware of what's going on in the United States, so we're very much in touch with what's going on.
You talk about an expat community, and I think that's interesting. Could you comment on that? Because here, for example, in Spain, there are a lot of Americans, but we're not really that much in touch with each other as a community, I don't think. How does that work in Israel?
There are a lot of cities and towns where there are large populations of Americans. For instance, the town of Ra'anana and the town of Modi'in and the town of Beit Shemesh and Jerusalem. There are a number of kibbutzim, which were founded by Americans. and by other English-speaking groups, and you will find that those Americans, they tend to cluster together. So in Jerusalem, in Beit Shemesh, in Ra'anana, you find that they draw more Americans as they come over to live in Israel. You know, I live in Tel Aviv, it's less pronounced, but people who live in those towns, they tend to cluster together and they know each other.
Tell us about Democrats Abroad Israel. When was it constituted? How many members do you have? What kind of activities have you done?
Sure. Democrats Abroad Israel was originally constituted, I understand, about 30 years ago, but it fell into disrepair and was not active for over 5 years, maybe 6 years. And last May, we became a reconstituted country committee with about 1,000, slightly more than 1,000 confirmed members. And this year, we just had to reconfirm our member count for Democrats Abroad's compliance requirements. And we had a 20% increase with over 1,360 members. So we're very proud of the fact that we had a 20% increase in such a short period of time.
Yeah, you should be proud. I think that's fantastic. Did you contact all these people through the networking of these expat groups? Or, I mean, how did you contact these people?
Well, we sent out a lot of mail through the Nation Builder program that Democrats Abroad offers. We built up the Facebook page that Democrats Abroad has. We held a number of events. We've held parties. We've held barbecues. We've held events for postcard writing and also events to register voters and informational events on the environment and on race relations and on the economy. And we're out there trying to educate the public and also keep them active and engaged and keeping them registered to vote.
Do you have any idea about the profile of your members, the age, what they do, how long they've been in Israel, anything like that?
I haven't done the statistics on it. I'm sure that there are a lot of people who are, you know, the old timers who came to Israel a long, long time ago and joined the party a long time ago. But we've also seen the uptick of people who are younger and energized by what's happened and backlash to the Trump election and want to make a change in 2018, because we've been getting a lot of comments on the Facebook page and people who've approached us and asked to join, and we know that they're younger.
Are they from all over the United States?
Well, they are from all over the United States, though we definitely have larger percentages from places where there are more Jewish Americans. So from New York, from New Jersey, from Illinois, from California, from Florida. But that doesn't mean that we don't have the occasional Alaska voter or Hawaii voter or such other thing.
You mentioned different cities. Have you had events in different cities and where?
Yes, we've had events in different cities. We had a 4th of July event in Modi'in. We've had a few events in Tel Aviv. We are in the process of doing house parties all around the country once a month to engage our members and to keep them educated and also get them registered to request their ballots and register to vote. Those events so far have been in Ra'anana, which is just north of Tel Aviv, a suburb. That included people who live in and around that area, in the Sharon area. Another one in Tel Aviv, and this month there'll be one in Haifa, next month in Jerusalem, and I believe the month after that will be in Beit Shemesh.
How many people attend these events?
Between 20 to 40, 45, depending upon the size of the living room.
Do you think there's a difference at all between members of Democrats Abroad in Israel and in other countries?
I don't really know. I mean, I haven't been a member of Democrats Abroad in another country, but I assume not. I mean, I assume that people are interested in the same kinds of issues about the environment, about immigration, about healthcare that motivates most of us and that concerns us, because not all of us are going to stay in our host country. Some of us are going to go back to the United States. Many of us have family still in the United States, and it concerns us. And we deeply care about the United States in general, regardless of what our intentions are about the host country.
If any of our listeners in Israel, because I know we have English-speaking listeners in Israel, would like to contact you, how can they contact you?
Well, you can always contact us through the Democrats Abroad website, which is www.democratsabroad.org. And look for the Israel face page, website page, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is Democrats Abroad Israel. And if you do a search for us, you'll find us on Facebook.
Is there anything else you'd like to add that we might have left out?
I think we're a strong, happy organization, and we're doing great work, and we look forward to registering as many voters in Israel as possible. And if you're out there and want to join us, we would be happy to see you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.